KKW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. A man from Massachusetts under arrest and charged with interference with a flight crew using a dangerous weapon. It's after he allegedly tried to open the emergency door mid-flight. He then went after a flight attendant with a jagged metal spoon he'd broken in the bathroom. He continued screaming until passengers subdued him and held him down until they landed. A request for help from one of the cities where migrants have been sent from the border. ABC's Janice Yu on what New York Mayor Eric Adams is now saying.
The city is spending about $364 a day for every migrant household, and that adds up to $4.6 million in a single day. Now, Adams reiterated that public services could have to be cut if the city does not get financial help.
With Title 42, the COVID policy for migrants, set to end in May, the Biden administration is weighing a new policy that would detain families who cross the border illegally. This is ABC News. The center of the war in Ukraine still focused on the eastern city of Bakhmut. ABC's James Longman is nearby.
This town is about 15 miles away from Bakhmut, and actually we can hear the sound of battle raging. Russia says that it's on the brink of victory, but Ukraine says the battle is going exactly how they planned it. They've managed to significantly degrade Russia's forces.
New concerns about marijuana edibles and kids.
A recent study links the dramatic increase in cases of kids accidentally ingesting cannabis to the legalization of marijuana. Researchers have seen a nearly 1,400% increase, with about 200 cases reported in 2017 compared to more than 3,000 cases in 2021. Most of those children 2 to 3 years old, prompting calls for parents to not only talk to their kids about the dangers, but to ensure products with cannabis stay out of reach.
Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Lindsay Watts, ABC News.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained, this is Civic Media.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin Republicans are preparing to block a new policy from Governor Evers requiring students to get vaccinated twice against meningitis and tightening student chickenpox vaccination mandates. In a message to constituents, GOP State Senator Steve Noss called the new rules arbitrary and capricious. A public hearing on the policy is set for today. People who use the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, otherwise known as SNAP, received $82 less this month. Some households saw a $250 drop in benefits for groceries. The pandemic-era assistance ended for 32 states, including Wisconsin, this month. On average, people who qualify for SNAP will now get about $6 per day per person. Food banks across the state preparing for an increase in demand as households cope with the loss of benefits and higher food prices. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
Is community safety important to you? Then there's only one choice for Supreme Court, Judge Janet Protasiewicz. For 25 years, Janet Protasiewicz worked as a prosecutor, fighting for victims of crime and locking up dangerous criminals to keep us safe. That's a real difference between her and extremist Dan Kelly. Did you know Dan Kelly got rich defending the scum of the earth? As a lawyer, Dan Kelly defended child sex predators who posed as ministers in order to prey on vulnerable young girls. Kelly's clients lured young children to locations they believed to be safe, only to sexually assault and molest them. We all have choices in life, and Dan Kelly chose to defend those monsters. How would you feel if that were your kid or a member of your family? Do you really want a radical like Dan Kelly on the Supreme Court? He's an elite extremist who just doesn't care about us.
Paid for by Janet for Justice. Go by any construction site in Wisconsin. You're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gina Beauclair?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
News and talk up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
No New Year's Day to say.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can follow me on Facebook at the Earl Ingram Show and on Twitter at Earl_Ingram. Welcome again to WAUK Waukesha listeners, the Shaw, Milwaukee, WAUK, WISS Oshkosh Air Support, WGBW Green Bay, Talk of Green Bay. And I want to talk a little bit about where I was, you know, early on in the beginning of the show. I was talking about how our nation is so divided and why it's divided. And, you know, it hasn't been, I don't know, I wasn't around. I've been around a little while, but certainly wasn't around during the Civil War, but I was around during the Civil Rights Movement. And so I know about being divided. Our phone lines again, I opened at 844-967-2789. But here's one of the things I'm talking about. How can it, it can't be both ways. It's either yes or no. It's either one way or the other. It can't be both ways. Believe it or not, we're back on the January 6th footage again. You know, it's why are we talking about this again? Because now all of a sudden, Republicans have decided that we want to go over this again. There's been some mischaracterization of people who were involved in the insurrection. Excuse me. How long ago did we talk about this? How much time has been spent on it? Over 300 people have been arrested. And because the Speaker of the House gave 40,000 hours of, you know, footage that has been doctored, 40,000 hours of security camera footage that has been doctored, you know, Kevin McCarthy to Tucker Carlson, and Tucker Carlson and Fox News doctored it up. They're now saying it was not an insurrection. Well, you know, a couple of dozen, you know, bad guys got involved in this peaceful movement. What the hell are you talking about? We've been through this. We've seen it. Over 320 some odd people have been charged. Many have been sent to prison. Because they saw the film before it was doctored by people on the right. And the fact that Tucker Carlson played it last night and many Republicans jumped on that bandwagon, and now all of a sudden we want to get back to talking about whether or not there was an insurrection or not, is ridiculous. Come on. Why are we wasting time going back over this? Well, and I get it, because we're going to talk about what took place in Atlanta at the area, if you haven't heard it by now, where people wound up attacking what is going to be a police sanctuary in Atlanta, and threw firecrackers and rocks and whatnot, and there was a riot there, you know. And so, yes, I'm talking about the divide that is in this nation that is going to be at the root of destroying it or her if we don't figure out a way to fix this. Because the hatred inside of this country, one citizen to another, is at an all-time high. And it continues. There are people pouring gas on the fire every day. So we're going to spend some time talking about it. Let's go to the phone lines and David from Mequon. Hey, good morning to you, David. How you doing? What do you say?
Good morning, Earl. I just wanted to say, you know, what happened in Muskego really quickly is disgusting. I also saw that the school board, in addition to what you just saw there at the school, I think they were saying they want to ban the books with internment camps for the Japanese back in World War II. And somebody mentioned, I think I heard it on the radio, I think it was later in the evening, talking about banning, you know, the Holocaust books and stuff because it's too controversial. So you have that dynamic going on. But that being the case, Earl, I stand with you in denouncing that. However, you and I will differ, and you're going to be upset with me. So I just looked up, and I would tell your listeners to listen to what was said on Twitter. So you know Richard Nixon was a bigoted president, correct?
You think Billy Graham? Do you think he was the only one?
No, I'm saying okay. You agree with that, correct?
Yes.
You agree with that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, good. So if you go on Twitter, and this just happened within the last day or two, in the city population of Madison and Waukesha put together.
Something you said, Dave, didn't go through. Repeat yourself.
Oh, okay. So population of the city of Madison is around 200,000. I think Waukesha is what, you know, the Waukesha County is another couple hundred thousand, something like that, or 150,000. This individual, and I just looked it up, and people could look it up, and I told Calvin before I got on the air that Louis Farrakhan praises Richard Nixon and Billy Graham about Jews having a stranglehold on this country. And he says the synagogue of Satan. And the synagogue of Satan. And what I'm asking is have, I don't care if you're a Republican, conservative, liberal, whatever. All that crap needs to be denounced. All of it. And that man had a packed house. If you look in his Twitter feed, there are gazillions of people in that church, and he's praising Richard Nixon because Richard Nixon did not like Jews.
So
he hated Jews.
So David, let me say this to you, man. Minister Farrakhan is one man, and what has been said about Jews and what is happening with Jews should be denounced. But I also say this. What is happening and what has been happening in this country for a long time to black people and continues to happen and from more than just one person and the magnitude of it and the impact of it, to act as if these things, the fact that what is happening and people are saying about anti-Semitism, on the other side of that equation is an attack on black folks that has been happening since the inception of the country. So if I understand your anger and being irate about what's been said about Jews, but let's not mistake what continues to be said and continues to happen to people of color in this country. It has been going on and continues to go on. And yet that is minimized in many instances. So I understand you being irate about what has been said and what is happening to Jewish people in this country. But man, there's another side of the equation too, my friend. And whether or not the whole issue is, man, this is all unacceptable on both ends of this. And if this nation doesn't find a way to come together, she's never been able to do that. But if ever there was a time that needed to take place, it's now, man. Because of all the threats that this nation is going to be faced with in the coming days and months and years from outside of our borders. That's the bottom line. We can't get Democrats and Republicans to work together. We can't get black and white to work together. We can't get Jews and Muslims and Christians to work together. We can't get men and women to work together. Man, what is the issue? And why can't we fix that? Dave?
Because there's hatred in all colors, shapes, and sizes.
Why?
Unfortunately.
Why?
That's part of the human flaw. Human race flaw. Huge problem. That is the human race in general.
Should it be and accepted as that,
Dave? It's not just America. It's the world.
I live in America.
I understand. I'm saying, but this is not just pronounced in the United States either.
Okay.
But There's hatred and racism around the world.
I know, but Dave, I'm an American. Everybody in this nation is an American. And we profess to be above that. We got to fix that. It can't be accepted that it's a part of who we are, because if that's the case, then that leads to destruction. So we got to figure out a way to fix it. Thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but is issuing this voter information guide for the April 4th state Supreme Court election, so voters can make an informed decision.
The state Supreme Court may rule on Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban. So where do the candidates land on abortion rights? Candidate Dan Kelly made his position clear when he repeatedly compared abortion to taking a life. He even worked for a group trying to ban all abortions here in Wisconsin. And candidate Dan Kelly has been endorsed by the three largest anti-abortion groups in Wisconsin. And what is candidate Janet Protasiewicz's position? She said women should have the right to decide for themselves.
I value a woman's freedom to make her own reproductive health care decisions.
With access to abortion on the line, know where the state Supreme Court candidates land. The record is clear. Dan Kelly opposes abortion rights. Janet Protasiewicz supports abortion rights.
Paid for by American Civil Liberties Union Incorporated.
You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $150 a week, this sponsorship is designed to make your phones ring.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at the same number. Fox News host Tucker Carlson used the surveillance videos from inside the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021 to falsely claim on his show last night that no riot happened that day. Now, Tucker Carlson received this 40,000 hours of doctored video from none other than the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. So he gave these exclusive tapes, the government, McCarthy, representing the United States government, gave these tapes to Tucker Carlson, a talk show host. If you don't think there's something wrong just with that picture alone, then, you know, it's one of the reasons why we've got these major issues and problems that we're faced with in this country. So now, this pushback that is happening now, and I don't even understand what the purpose of it is to bring it up now and to claim many on the right that, see, now we've been able to prove that this was not a riot. This was not, you know, an insurrection. This was only a handful of people who, you know, were within their constitutional rights to protest. Lie, flat out lie. And the fact that, and again, one of the reasons why we can't seem to sit down as American people and deal with the realities of what we know are true and false. And a blind person could see what happened on January 6th. You know, over 326 people have been criminally charged, many of them locked up. So why now? Why now? And so what are Republicans looking to gain from this, other than to amp up or ramp up? And at the root of all of it was the flat-out lie by Trump and many others that, you know, the election was stolen. All of that. That was what was at the root of it all. And yet, here we are still dealing with that same foolishness. Go to the phone lines and Paul from Waukesha. Good morning, Paul. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Yeah, I just read in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel where it listed the people from Wisconsin that were arrested or got charges from the riot or whatever you want to call it.
Wait a minute. What do you call it?
Well, it was obviously that, there was a protest, a riot, whatever. No buildings were burnt down. No police officers were shot. The only person that died was some lady from Arizona. But this is what I want to get to. I believe there were like 8 people that they listed, and they went through the entire thing, the whole article, who the people were, how they were outed, what their charges were, what they exactly did. And of those, and this is just 8 people from Wisconsin, so I'm just sticking to that. Of those 8 people that were charged, only one did I see actually was mentioned that did a criminal charge where they pepper sprayed a police officer. And this is right out of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The rest of the people were there walking around. They had walked through the window. They had went through a window that was already broken.
Okay, so trespassing, right?
They hadn't really done anything.
Hey, Paul. And they walked through. They walked through a window. They went through a window.
But I got to correct
you first. They were trespassing because it was not open. So they went through a window. You say they basically did nothing. They walked through a window. They were trespassing on the government grounds. You would have to attest to that, right?
Had received probation anywhere from a year to 2 years and a $500 fine. Basically, they were charged with probation. No one was charged with insurrection. No one was charged with whatever other narrative you want to put. One guy was charged from Wisconsin. Now, I'm just sticking with Wisconsin and the article.
Well, you can't just stick with Wisconsin, Paul, because it was across.
A lot of the people that were being charged were outed on Facebook, and of the 8 people, 7 basically did nothing. They were charged with trespassing.
Well, trespassing is something.
The article is there.
I know, but Paul, trespassing is something. You can say it's nothing, but it's a criminal event.
Okay, during the summer of 2020, how many cities were on fire? How many people were charged over that? Where how many millions of dollars?
So let me say.
Damage?
So how many millions of dollars of damage was done to the Capitol? Are you aware of that?
You can't compare the two.
That's my point. You cannot compare, Paul. You cannot compare what happened with riots in cities to riots at the United States Capitol. How is that possible? Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
WAU.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. A man from Massachusetts under arrest and charged with interference with a flight crew using a dangerous weapon. It's after he allegedly tried to open the emergency door mid-flight. He then went after a flight attendant with a jagged metal spoon he'd broken in the bathroom. He continued screaming until passengers subdued him and held him down until they landed. A request for help from one of the cities where migrants have been sent from the border. ABC's Janice Yu on what New York Mayor Eric Adams is now saying.
The city is spending about $364 a day for every migrant household, and that adds up to $4.6 million in a single day. Now, Adams reiterated that public services could have to be cut if the city does not get financial help.
With Title 42, the COVID policy for migrants, set to end in May, the Biden administration is weighing a new policy that would detain families who cross the border illegally. This is ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. The 2015 Supreme Court case Obergefell v. Hodges led to the legal national recognition of marriage equality. But that protection is in the crosshairs of the same people who killed the protections provided by Roe v. Wade. I was part of an interview with Jim Obergefell recently, and he said, if you're part of a marginalized group, you'd better be out there fighting for the rights of other communities being targeted by the extreme right wing as well.
Many of us are going to be and have been excluded from We the People. And there are a lot of people in this country who want that and are more than happy to exclude others because they think it makes them feel safer. We have got to use our voice at the ballot box every single election.
You can catch Up North News Radio weekdays from 6 to 8 a.m. here on Civic Media radio stations around Wisconsin and more of our work at upnorthnewswi.com.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
It's 4 a.m. Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Follow me on Facebook at the Earl Ingram Show and on Twitter at Earl_Ingram. So this is the last conversation I had before the break is a prime example of what I mean about this nation and where it's headed. And how it can possibly be that what the last caller, Paul, was saying and minimizing what took place in Washington, D.C. on January 6, 2021. And then this assessment, Supporters of then-President Trump fought police officers and smashed windows to gain access to the Capitol, where they ransacked several offices while lawmakers and staff barricaded themselves inside others. Rioters assaulted about 140 police officers. Paul didn't mention any of that. He did. He said that there was, you know, that no police officers basically were injured. That's fiction. That's what Tucker Carlson and others are pushing because of the doctored tape that the House Speaker Kevin McCarthy gave to Tucker Carlson so he could put that lie out last night on his show. According to the Justice Department, and we're talking about the Justice Department, not some article that somebody wrote in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The Justice Department and of the more than 1,000 people arrested in connection with the attack, 326 have been charged with assaulting, resisting, or impeding officers or employees. Now, somewhere along the line, somebody's not being truthful, and I trust the Justice Department more than I do Tucker Carlson and the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. But this is what I'm talking about with this nation. How can we be that far apart in what we've seen with our own eyes? I saw it all. All that was available in addition to different footage that I've seen that maybe hasn't been available to others. I've seen it. And so I know what my eyes saw. But because Speaker Kevin McCarthy and Republicans doctored up another tape to give to Tucker Carlson, and then people like Paul called to defend that, that's why I'm saying our nation is in severe trouble. Because if you didn't know any better and you listened to what Paul was saying, you'd think that he was there and that he saw this for himself. But he did not. They saw what Tucker Carlson and Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, wanted people to see. And they run with that. I'm sorry. I'm going to believe the Justice Department before I believe a liar like Tucker Carlson. And you can say, hey, Earl, why are you calling Tucker Carlson? Wasn't it just last week or the last several weeks that the owner of Fox News has been in the media saying that his people lied? That his people lied? Those on television, including Tucker Carlson, lied? Why would the owner of the station say that the people that he has working for him all lied? And now all of a sudden, you dismiss the fact that the person, the people that work for the owner of Fox News, who called them liars, you dismiss that, and now here it is a week later, and he's out with some more lies, and now all of a sudden you want to defend that. Let's go to CJ. CJ.
Thanks again, Earl. You kind of changed subject in midstream.
No, I was done talking to you about the other subject. So what is your thought on this?
You don't want to answer. You're done because you won't answer my question.
I've said to you before, I don't have to answer your question. Turn him down. I don't have to answer your question because this is not the CJ show. When it becomes the CJ show and I call you, then I'll answer your question. That's the rules. If you can't live with that, then we'll move on. So what is your thought on what we're talking about right now with Tucker Carlson and what took place with January 6, 2021?
Because it doesn't fit your narrative. The truth is, how many hours of this you claim doctored video, how many hours did Speaker McCarthy give to him?
40,000 hours.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we saw maybe, I watched January 6th committee, all their crap, but they never played the part where President Trump said, go in peace to the Capitol. They never played that, did they, Earl? And it came down to maybe an hour worth of video. You claimed 40,000 hours of doctored video.
CJ, you don't listen well, do you? So here's what I'm talking about. Where did I mention Donald Trump once? I did not mention Donald Trump at all. I said, clearly, I stated exactly what this was about. The fact that Republicans have now, and Kevin McCarthy, have doctored tapes because clearly they didn't show 40,000 hours of tapes on Tucker Carlson last night. They showed the doctored tapes that he got from Kevin McCarthy and that Fox News doctored.
From every security angle. So you want to claim it's doctored. We're going to see. And those people that did damage,
we don't need to see. We don't need to see anything, CJ.
Let me answer, Earl. Can I answer? Or you don't want to hear my answer? So just the way racism is driven to the top of your chart, every day you drive racism, you perpetuate it with your show, not just you, your party, because you get power through racism. It's all about reparations.
Wait a minute, CJ. So I'm not going to allow you to number one, tell a bald-faced lie, because if all I'm doing is spouting racism on this show, you know, the majority, maybe you don't know, but the majority of the listening audience here is white. And so if I'm spouting racism every day on my show, why would they be listening?
Well, I believe in consequences. I believe in consequences. Those people at that game should be
I'm not talking about the game. Cut him off, man. I don't have time to deal with somebody who keeps wanting to change the subject. The subject is the fact that how can there be two different views of what we saw and the Justice Department has clearly studied over and over again, the footage, not one person, but the Justice Department, and found out factually that there was, in fact, an insurrection. Whether you want to accept it or not, whether Paul wants to accept it or not, whether Kevin McCarthy or whether Tucker Carlson, doesn't matter. It doesn't change anything. Those of us who clearly saw what took place, and now there's an attempt on the part of the right to change all of this, it's not going to happen. So a handful of you can get upset, and you can try to rewrite the history of it, but you're not going to be able to rewrite the history of it. The 1,000 people who've been charged and all of the police officers who were assaulted, that's not changing because Tucker Carlson shows some footage that has been doctored by Fox News. Hey, Gene from McClare, thank you very much for the call. You say what?
And I saw the attack on the Capitol. I also witnessed when the fraudulent electors came to the Capitol in the state of Wisconsin. I was trying to watch, you know, when they verified the electoral count and things like that, and I couldn't get it up on the TV. And here, I called my representative and said, why isn't it on, Tony Evers and these guys, you know, getting together to okay Biden, you know, the election results? And they couldn't figure it out either, what the devil was going on. And here, the false electorate was meeting at the same time. Now, when I watch the attack, because I always watch, you know, when the new president is sworn in, no matter what party they belong to, I saw this vicious attack. And I thought to myself, why am I so upset about what the devil's going on in my country right now? And I really believe that there is, you know, people say we're a very strong country. People can't attack us by an army. or Navy,
no,
Marines,
no,
or whatever. But they can attack us from the inside out. Psychological warfare. When you spread lies, and people know their lies, and they keep doing it and doing it and doing it, and pitting people against one another in all areas. You know, it happened in Wisconsin, union versus non-union, teachers versus, and you know, the families, you know, private versus public, the black versus white, Asian versus white, all these different things to get people in their emotional setting. And this way, they're really vulnerable. And the people that keep pushing these lies are manipulating everybody. And they are manipulating Republicans. If I were you, and I've been an independent my entire life, I'd be madder than you know what.
So,
that you were fed a line by Fox.
So Gene,
they lie, and they're trying to cover their own butt.
So, Gene, the point I'm making is this, and you see that the emotion is still there after all of this time, because Fox News, again, a proven liar. Tucker Carlson has been proven a liar by the owner of the station who called them liars. The owner, he pays Tucker Carlson's paycheck, and he called him a liar. And yet, that's dismissed by a segment, and this is why the nation is in the condition that it's in spite of the fact that the owner of the station, if the owner of this radio station went before the world and said Earl Ingram is on the station lying, you know what I would do? I would quit. I would walk away if the owner of the station called me a liar. But Tucker Carlson is still there doing what? Lying. And yet the people who support that are still willing to call and debate and argue. This is why we're in the condition we're in this country. Because how can you convince somebody that what is being said as we speak is illogical? It's illogical, again, to be called a liar publicly, and I continue to stay there. Well, number one, that the owner allows me to stay there and keep lying, but that the people who are listening to that can't discern the difference. Hang on, Gene. We got to go to a break. Tell them I see you. 844-967-2789. What say you? The nation is in trouble. Who's going to fix it? How's it going to get repaired? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Earn, play, and win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Rewards Club members can earn up to $155 rewards play and $5 to use at Whitetail Crossing or to grab a bite to eat at the Swiftwater Lounge. Guests may start earning points on your Rewards Club card 7 a.m. through 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. till midnight every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Become an off-road warrior with Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Now until March 25th, guests can earn entries for one of the grand prize drawings on February 25th, March 11th, and March 25th. All you need to do is earn 25 points to receive $10 rewards play and an entry up to four times a day. One grand prize winner will win a gift certificate to Power Pack Sports and Equipment in Marshfield for a Polaris ATV or UTV, with six consolation winners being drawn to win a scooter cooler or up to $500 cash. For complete contest rules and to see the rides in person, visit the Rewards Club booth. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $150 a week, this sponsorship is designed to drive traffic to your website.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. Civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
Back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789 in Texas. That same number. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the fact that, you know, all of a sudden, you know, Tucker Carlson on last night was presenting tape that he got from Kevin McCarthy, exclusive tape from Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, to challenge whether or not January 6th was an insurrection. First off, I would have to question whether or not the Speaker of the House has any business of giving government information to a talk show host. That certainly compromises who he is. You know, Nancy Pelosi was around a long time. And I don't ever recall Nancy Pelosi giving footage and information that's basically government information to a private talk show host. But this is part of why this nation is in serious trouble, and why the coming together, I don't even see the possibility that this nation in at the times we're in right now can come together, because there's so much distrust and hatred, and a lot of it is rooted in ignorance. You know, try using your own brain to do a little thinking sometimes. Well, you know, Tucker Carlson is, and Fox News is the number one rated. Who gives a rip? They're not number one rated in facts and in truth? Entertainment? You know. Anyway, Gene, quickly. Gene?
Thank you for letting me talk, yeah. And I really like to hear what Tom from LA has to say, because this is serious, and it is a psychological assault. It is. Pay attention, because they're going with the psychological business. They're turning people against one another. It's coming from the inside out, and it's coming from those responsible for the insurrection in the first place, and those people need to be held accountable. Thank you very much,
Earl,
because this is serious. Thank you for covering this. I'm very concerned.
All right.
Bye.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Tom, hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, Earl. Well, here's a situation that I don't understand. when those gentlemen were killed in Benghazi, there were three of them, and how that became the, you know, the biggest news ever for the next year.
And this guy, Paul, just called up and said, oh, only one woman died. Like, it was like, oh, no big deal. You know, that was what it is. So sometimes life means a lot to these people. And sometimes life, I guess, doesn't mean a lot to these people. So that's one thing I definitely do not understand, how it is that they can get away with doing that. And thank God for truth. I'm going to call your station from now on Truthful Radio. Thank God for Truth Radio or Truthful Radio, because these guys have got to wake up. I mean, I am so happy that I am a FDR Democrat. And you know what? I'll tell you one thing. If the people on our side would have gone to the Capitol and had done what the insurrectionists did at the Capitol, I would be completely feeling the same way in terms of them being thrown in jail or whatever it might be. So it's hypocrisy. They're the hypocritical party, and they just don't seem to get that. You know, they'll take one little anecdote or something like that, and then they blow that up too.
So Tom, how is it possible that you're going to be able to bring this together?
You know what? I hope that their Fox News and their right wing hate radio, I hope to hell that someone pulls the cord on them, I guess, or something, because these guys have got to get out of this cult-like thing. Like I said, if I listen to Tom Hartman, if I listen to Rachel Maddow, I'm using my own brain and saying, God, I don't agree with that. And that's coming from a corporate, you know, wing. If Earl, if you said something, I need to check it out.
Yes.
And see, you know, is that true or not true? And not going to my favorite sources. Because my biggest thing is, what's going to help the average middle-class person that's making $60,000 a year survive?
So tell.
And these people, they just throw anything up at the wall.
The nation is in trouble. And people may not feel like it is, but it is. And if ever there was a time that the nation needs to bring itself back together, if ever there was a time, it's now. These are perilous times, man. You know, we're talking about, you know, saber rattling with Russia, with China, with Iran, with North Korea, and yet we can't collectively come together politically because there's somebody who thinks the other side is full of it, right? I mean, they don't want to hear anything that, and you can prove it. I could back up everything I'm talking about on the air with truth about what took place January 6th. And it's not going to matter, Tom. You've heard CJ and you heard Paul. Did it matter? No, it did not matter.
Democrats did that, but if the Democrats did that, then it would matter, right? If Barack Obama did the same exact thing that the previous president did, you know what? He would be hung already at the town square. It's just hypocrisy, and I hope they all wake up and get it.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Hear that?
If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing.
Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station.
We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results. But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media.